Since mid-March, more than 30 million Americans have filed for unemployment benefits. This staggering figure does not even approximate the full picture of our unfolding economic crisis. This is because many of the families that have been most affected by closures do not qualify for this or other forms of governmental assistance.
So undocumented folks can't get Medicaid, can't get the federal stimulus check, and for that matter, neither can their U.S. citizen children or spouses.
Sophia Clark forms part of Sanctuary Unidos, an immigrant advocacy group born of the Two Rivers Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Carbondale.
And then we've seen, even at the local level, our county having restrictions about who receives their aid.
Concern for how all families fare through this crisis led Sophia to investigate what people were doing around the country. She discovered a mutual aid group in the Four Corners region organizing the redistribution of federal stimulus checks to persons excluded from other sources of aid.
There are families out there who've lost their entire income and have kids to support, and we really think that the government should be providing aid to everyone to get through this crisis. But until they do that, it's really important for the community to make sure we don't leave anyone out.
Sanctuary Unidos has made a form available to facilitate the redistribution of people's stimulus checks locally using the Manaus Emergency Fund, which accepts donations of all sizes.
People are donating from like $50 to their stimulus checks to, we've had a $4,000 donation as well.
Jeanette Niebla works for Manaus, a nonprofit management center based in Carbondale. With support from Valley Settlement, Aspen Community Foundation, and Colorado Trust, in addition to many other donors, this fund has made hundreds of thousands of dollars available to families in need from Parachute to Aspen. The funds are distributed using La Medici, a savings and credit club incubated within Manaus to teach financial literacy.
We have La Medici as one of our projects and really thought, because of the way that it's set up, that it would be the easiest, quickest way to get money directly to people. We also thought that it would be a great opportunity to hand out emergency money in this moment, but say that hopefully, when things calm down and we're hopefully back to normal and people are working again, that they would be able to save with La Medici and learn about financial literacy and about healthy saving habits.
As La Medici creator and team leader Barbara Freeman explains, an associated app quickly delivers the aid, $950 immediately available per family, with $50 deposited into savings with La Medici for the added opportunity of financial education.
With Manaus La Medici, what we're trying to do is make sure people are okay now, as okay as we can help. But that future piece, I think, differentiates us from some of the other assistance programs that are out there.
Another thing that sets this program apart from others is that Manaus does not require extensive paperwork nor proof of need. After filling out a basic online form, applicants are connected with an ambassador for an interview during which they are informed that these are one-time funds per family, prioritizing people most in need and without access to other resources.
We decided to just take on this sort of like emergency mindset and understand that we are in an emergency and trust and believe, in the best in people and what they're going through.
Donor and Carbondale resident PC Drew agrees that extending trust is essential, especially during times of crisis.
The community that needs public assistance, whether they qualify for it or not, it's still the same community in this sense, doesn't trust systems, because the systems fail them time and time and time and time again.
Drew hopes to see local governments consider Manaus and La Medici as a resource for distributing aid more broadly, while also gaining a fuller understanding of the state of our local economies.
I really hope that our town and county leadership are looking at the whole picture, using this kind of information in addition to their own information to understand the entire community. Because any way we slice it, regardless of your immigration status, regardless of the color of your skin, you're a human, you're here, and you shouldn't be too poor to live.
For Gloria, who was unable to work in March due to the governor's stay-at-home order, receiving funds from this program made possible paying her rent while supporting her two daughters.
Estoy sumamente agradecida con el programa sumamente agradecida con la comunidad.
Figuring out how we come together as a community in this time means that we get to know our neighbors and we get to watch our neighbors' kids grow up and we get to be invested in each other's lives for the long term, which feels really important to me.
Jess Hedden, a resident of Newcastle, decided to donate despite her own challenges because she recognizes that there are families more in need than her own.
You know, having two kids and a full-time job, I'm now without childcare, but I still have a lot of privilege in terms of like class privilege and also being able to work from home and having kept my job. Of course, having an extra $1,200 would be awesome, but I just definitely see the need to give where I can at this point and to try to hold the community together as much as possible.
This program has served hundreds of families already, but the demand continues to climb.
Every single day, we get a minimum of 100 more applicants.
That's Barbara Freeman again, describing the response they're seeing at La Medici.
Demand is outstripping the amount that's coming in, even though personal individuals are so generous and giving on a regular basis. And our donors are so generous that the demand is huge.
Supporters of this fund can donate directly at manaus.org, that's M-A-N-A-U-S. At kdnk.org, you will also find a link to the local stimulus check redistribution form created by Sanctuary Unidos.
Les estamos muy, muy agradecidos toda la comunidad de que piensan en nosotros también. Muchísimas gracias.
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.